And we'll also speak with one of the busiest men in racing, because Dave Eustace and Kieran Ma have 39 runners over the weekend at 11 different venues. And that's where we kick off our Friday edition of Racing Pulse.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Morning, Dave. You well?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks. How are you?
Very well indeed. Gee, it's going to be a busy team for a busy weekend for the team. 11 different venues.
Yeah, there's a lot of racing this time of year, isn't there? So, yeah, it's going to be a busy time for everyone. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it, hopefully. There's a few winners there.
Well, that's what your job is here, to steer us into those winners. And we'll kick off with tomorrow, because it's only an off-season race meeting, but there's a couple of nice horses which go around, and some of your runners have been the best back runners of the card. We kick it off in race number 3 with Calico Jack, who wasn't disgraced last start, stepping up to 1,400 metres behind a couple of smart horses, including your stablemate Garza Blanca and, of course, Greece. So how much improvement did Calico Jack take out of that run at Cranbourne?
Yeah, look, obviously he raced over at 8, you know, a touch further, and we're going the 14, so hopefully that brings out a bit of improvement, but I think he'll need to improve.
In the next race, Artika is a horse that I know you and the team were keen on at Flemington over Cup Week, and she just had no luck. It was a really tough, gutsy run, caught out 3 wide. You've given her a little freshen up since then. How is she going into tomorrow?
Yeah, she's had a bit of time in between, as you say. Work's been really good, so yeah, hopefully she can redeem herself tomorrow.
How do you think the race will unfold for her?
She should get a nicer run in transit. She's got a slightly softer gait from 5, so as long as she can, you know, save a little bit of ground, I don't really mind where she sits, to be honest. She's pretty straightforward now. Her gear's really helped her in that regard, so she should be in the first real call.
She's got the Maccabi Diva colours on her. I know she's won a couple on the good track. She's been predominantly racing on softish ground her last few. What do you think's her most preferred surface?
To be honest, I think she's just very versatile. I don't think it makes too much difference.
Race number 5, you've got Black Sail and Detonator Jack going around. Detonator Jack is the linchpin for most punters in the meeting. He's been brilliant since his comeback, and he was probably a bit stiff last start at Ballarat. He was gutsy to the line, but he was just probably in more inferior ground. What did you make of the run?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, he was very good, did everything but win the race, and the winner got an excellent ride. So, you know, hopefully he can produce a similar performance, and that's good enough to win.
We know he's been out to the Derby distance as a 3-year-old. What are your plans with him over this summer period?
Well, we just want to really make use of his rating and hope that he can go through the grades. Don't think we'll be rushing to get him to 1.5 miles. He's showing a lot of speed in his work and his races. So I would think 2,000 is probably his limit.
You're confident with the weight scale tomorrow that he'll turn the tables again on Green Flyer?
Well, look, confident in running very well. I was actually surprised to see the market as it was. Obviously, appreciate that we're better off slightly the weight, but Greenfly is clearly a very progressive horse, and it'd be very difficult to equate as to where either horse will end up. So, yeah, hopefully he wins and he goes down in great nick, but I was sort of surprised to see him at odds on.
You expecting a better run from Black Sail in the same race?
He was terrific in the Wodonga Cup. He was very brave. He wasn't beaten far. He rolled along a pretty solid fraction. So he'll strip a little bit fitter again. And yeah, thought he'd run a nice race, but his horse is finding his level.
Race number 6, you've got Cardigan Queen and Ocean's Gen, which go around. Cardigan Queen last start, I know she was favoured by a lot of punters. What did you make of the run at Cranbourne?
Track didn't suit. She definitely appreciates a bigger track. She never really got into much of a rhythm. She's gotten into an awkward spot. So hoping we can put a line through that and back on a track that she'll appreciate more. I think we'll see a much better performance from her.
Do you think she's going well?
Well, her first run was excellent, and we were sort of quite confident going into Cranbourne, and she did disappoint. So. Yes, I do.
Because she's a big price tomorrow, isn't she? She's $11 if you forgive her for her last run.
She's going pretty well.
What about Ocean's Gen?
You can put a line through Ballarat. It was awful conditions. She got pretty worked up. She just never got in the race whatsoever. So, albeit she does need to bounce back, her record at Sandown is good. And she was obviously good in her first up win. So, both mares need to bounce back from average runs, but they had excuses.
In race number 7, you've got two runners, number 1, Ascension, and also number 5, Right You Are. And Ascension is the longest price of the two at $14. Two starts ago was a blowout winner at Caulfield on a wet track, ran really well, and then probably didn't have the most luck in the Greys race. Is he looking for more distance now?
He's a tricky horse, Michael, to be honest. He's hard to catch and get a gauge on, I suppose. He's talented and definitely capable of winning a race like this. We're confident a step up and trip he'll appreciate ground as a query. His record would suggest soft ground. He is better on, but also a very tricky time of year, and he's a state to get that. So we're trying him on quick ground and hoping that he handles that okay.
Right You Are, obviously, is the more fancied of the two, second favourite, and he's been a very consistent horse, and he's remained consistent since he's joined your stable, but he hasn't been able to win. Did the conditions and maybe the 2,000 metres just hinder him last start?
Yeah, absolutely. Ben just came in and said he didn't handle the ground at all, and he'll be much better off on top of the ground, so hopefully we see that from him.
I know it's a nice long run down the back there. He's drawn a little wide. Where would you like him to be in the run?
Look, he's a horse who just needs to be in a rhythm and breathing. He doesn't want to be sort of bustled up early, so he'll likely be midfield with a bit of cover and just give him every chance to find his feet.
Race 8, you've got an interesting runner called Kettle Hill, who has its first Australian start in the same colours as your Melbourne Cup winner and also Nuggety races in Sydney from Australian Bloodstock. What can you tell us about Kettle Hill?
Nice horse. Work's been good. And, he does give us the feel of a horse who could be quite progressive. So we'd like to see a good performance from him fresh, but naturally improve off it. So it wouldn't be a surprise to see him run well and finish in the three.
He's a horse that's raced over the mile predominantly in the UK, and I don't know, is there any comparison to a horse like Nugget who's come here over that similar distance range and performed extremely well?
Yeah, very different style of horses, actually. Probably find he might get beyond a mile, this horse, whereas Nugget would be the sharper of the two.
Okay, so keep safe tomorrow, throw him in the quaddie?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And in the last race at Sandown, you've got Stay In Touch, who is a mare that's got a great record, probably just over the top at her last run, and she goes really well first up. Is she ready to win first up?
Yeah, she is. She's nice and forward, and looks to have come back in really good order. So I thought she was a very backable price.
So you've got a few that will be very hard to beat. If you were going to have $10 on one, who would it be tomorrow at Sandown?
I thought Detonated Jack was too short, to be honest. So I'll go with Arctica to hopefully redeem after the carnival.
That's in race number 4. And then up in Sydney, disappointing we don't get to see Nugget in the $2 million Ingham. Well, it still might be a hope. He's second emergency. But if he doesn't go around there, he's going to be the short price favourite of the day. He's got a lump, a big weight in race number 9, drawn gate 1. But he looks the best horse in the race, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And Zach Lloyd takes a couple off. He's riding very well. Obviously got a comfortable gait. So, look, hopefully he can get a run in the Ingham first and foremost. But if he doesn't, get the job done in the handicap.
He's a progressive horse. How good do you think he could be?
He was originally purchased to race in the Doncaster last year, and COVID sort of held him up in quarantine and things. So, he's got a long way to go, but a race like that is what he was purchased for originally, and we certainly don't feel we've got the bottom yet. So he needs to progress, but those sort of races are hopefully what we're competing in.
Dr. Drill goes around in the Christmas Cup. He's so honest. He looked home last start, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It was an incredibly brave run again from him. He's got a lump bit of weight on Saturday, and you know he's very honest, but just with his mark, does find it hard to win. But he looks to find a race where he can run very well in again on Saturday, and if everything goes his way, hopefully land in front.
You got Bol Julius, a debutante, going around in the $500,000 Inglis Nursery. It's a pretty big price. What chance do you give Bol Julius?
I thought he was a big price, actually. Obviously, a race that's tricky to assess, but those trials were okay, and you know he's been very professional, which is going to take him a long way. So, yeah, I thought 20-1 was, you know, a bit each way wouldn't do any harm.
This time last year, you had one of the Spruik 2-year-olds, Cool and Ghetto, who won the millions. How do you think your 2-year-olds are shaping up this season?
We haven't got a real smart early type. Like, she was very obvious, and like Entar was company as part of that. So, you know, they're a really nice bunch, and we've ran a few that have ran well, but they're just as a collective, you know, not necessarily pre-Christmas, but there's obviously plenty to roll out in the next few months.
How are the good horses? Have they all returned back to work?
Yeah, they're all back in across different locations. But yeah, Gold Trips back in work at Cranbourne. Smoking Romans is and Bella Lepertina are both in work at Fingal in Great Nick. So Morabi's having her first piece of work tomorrow as well. So great to get her back too.
Would she contest maybe the three sprints over autumn, or focus again on an Oakley Plate?
Yeah, we'll see. Sort of timing wise, she should be ready fairly early, and the Oakley Plate, the obvious kickoff point, and then you've got the William Reid obviously as well. So we'll be guided by her. It's early days, but it'd be great to have her back.
And how's her Totsu going?
Good. She's back ridden. Rehab has gone extremely well, as well as you could hope for. So we're about 3 weeks away from having a piece of work on the grass, which is nice enough timing, and touch with everything's going okay.
Have you got any particular race in mind for him? Could he be All-Star Mile, Australian Cup, or head to Sydney?
Well, they're only a week apart.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense. I think that's going to change for next year. So the Australian Cup is the aim. And then from there, obviously, you're just guided by him and his performances. But hopefully, he can then get up and back up to Sydney.
Well, we look forward to the superstars returning. You've got runners at Moonee Valley tonight, Cranbourne. You've got Moe today, Canterbury tonight. Is there one on Friday we should back today?
Nice really runs at Canterbury called Princess Rhea. Who was very unlucky in a first start at Warwick Farm. And we've always had a nice opinion of her. She, I think, was a nice price and would be actually quite hard to beat. So she's probably our best chance today.
Race 3, number 11, Princess Rhea. Good on you, Dave. Best of luck over the weekend.
All right, thanks, Michael.
Dave Eustace joining us there. So Princess Rhea, his best on Friday, Canterbury Park tonight. And, well, Detonator Jack's a bit too short, so Artika the best from the team at Sandown tomorrow.